Ion, I have a question about my eyes. Since being on the drops, they seem to have gotten more blurry and sometimes double vision. And I was just wondering if it's just the body readjusting itself.
No. The eyes are what got you sideways. The eyes are the wind of the soul. The eyes are literally what got you sideways. The blurring out of some of that stuff that you see is the part that allows you to have attention. It takes the egg, the crispness off of it. It's not
what's your name?
Come at all.
This is Randy.
Take you some Renew. Take a tiny little drop of Renew and rub it under your eyes. Just a one swipe under each eye and watch what happens. Once you do that, then you're going to start really, for the very first time, seeing.
Very good.
What about putting Renew on your eyelid?
Underneath, thunder. What happens if you think you're seeing and you're not? So your vision is kind of like distorted and a little bit blurred. That's because it turns clear. Like when you go to the eye doctor and they say, is this better or worse? Better or worse? If they're the eye doctor, why can't they tell you what shape your eye is in? Why do they have to ask you if it's better or worse? Because you give the bias. You give the bias. And so, therefore, this is your body saying, God, you ain't seeing nothing. You can't see nothing. This blurry is your norm. Then next thing you know, it opens, and then all of a sudden you're in 3D Cineplex Odeon. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Randy, you go, uh-huh. That tone or whatever it is, inflection, means you don't believe it. Uh-huh. You know that?
Oh, no.
Well,
I believe it.
It wasn't about to believe or not. It was information that she'll use. She's going to believe it.
No,
then it'll be her own experience. Because belief has nothing to do with it.
I'm talking about the sound.
It also happens to Pentecostal pastors, too.
Yeah,
it's also 4 in the morning here.
That's only because you had time leap. You know better.
Are you sleeping with anybody, Randy? This is Larry.
Not yet. No.
So the pain, the horror.
Yes.
It's all by herself. How many people are by themselves tonight?
We aren't by ourselves tonight.
Ion, you did a biblical promoting for me last week. It was awesome, and I just wondered if you could explain what a biblical smoting actually entails. What is it?
Okay. Describe exactly what occurred this week.
I felt really sad the first day. I felt like a loss or something, you know?
Yeah.
And then a couple days later, I started invoking you again, and it seemed like things were way better, but in the beginning, I thought maybe I'd lost something, you know what I mean, a feeling of loss, because this being Bruce had been hanging around me for a long, 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 long time, and most of my friends, too, like Amy that just got on, she's experienced Bruce, and Steve has experienced Bruce, and we've all kind of had him hanging around. When you smoted him, there was a shift, for sure, and we all felt it. But at first, I felt like sort of sad, like maybe I'd done something wrong or something.
There's nothing wrong.
What happens to the being when you smote them?
That's what happens when it's too smoked.
Because I felt like you did a spiritual cleansing of him or something.
Oh, yeah. It was cleansed. Uh-huh.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
Yeah, hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I perceived, something like that.
So, do you have a definition of smite?
It looked like to smack or to hit or to strike, I think, when I looked it up.
You can hit hard.
But from what I understood, a biblical smoting is quite a major thing.
Sure, it is. It can remove them where they never were here. When you rub their name from ever.
Wow.
It never was here. That's easy to do.
Hey, Cindy, I was listening to something from 2010, and I was talking to Carol and I about our cold fusion project and all that, and Uh-huh. And the idea the government might want to take it away from us, just appropriate it for force majeure, national security reasons. And Ian said, they won't do that because, Bob, you have such a huge army. There's not a grouping in the world that could smoke, that could beat you. My angels are bigger than anybody's fucking forces. Think of that.
That's cool. Besides, Ian could smote him.
We control the angels.
That's the point of the power. See, because if it's half as good as we say it is, it's still better than most of you will have ever experienced in your life so far. So go with that. And then the next thing you know, you start easing yourself into it. And the next thing you know, the conversation is not, may I have an orgasm when I want to, with whom I want to. See, it comes easier. Notice how all of a sudden nobody's really talking about money and money checks. Oh, just a dab here and there. Because after about 4 seconds, they realize that's easy. And then they turn and look and they go, God damn, Murray Steen, there's more money here than I ever could stick a stick at. All of a sudden. And they didn't do anything. See, it's not about an action. It's not about action. If it was about action, it may not be action enough.
He helped Matthew make, like, a bunch of money, but he had to work on it, didn't he?
Work on what?
The money.
Matthew
didn't even
gotten out of bed.
All he had to say was, he flows easily and freely to me now.
He did all that. Yes, he works out, but it ain't from working. And that's wonderful. And that's fine. It's not about that, you see. But now he has other questions that he battles. Money doesn't happen to be one of them.
But originally it was. And then...
Well,
you got him to say money.
Because he made it be, he thought that was the issue that was causing his lack. And so he said, oh, okay, if that's all it is, here. And then it was like, boom. And then almost overnight, it was like, boom. It's kind of like, damn. This is too cool for school. Then all of a sudden, there's still other things that you have to deal with. And then you have to do it at another level. Then it becomes a bigger thing. Then you're somebody.
Yeah, basically Matthew's issue has been what to do with his time now that he's got so much nothing to do.
Well, especially since we obfuscated time. There's no time. You got to be, you got to spend this eternity sometime.
Matthew, he spends weeks in bed. Weeks in bed. He doesn't do anything, largely.
Well,
it sounded
what
like,
he does today.
From his book, it sounded like he did quite a bit of, I listened to his sessions with Ion, it sounded like he had quite a bit of things he went through before he got the thing on the off the ground.
No, he's a drama queen. Those sessions, he's not playing them in the right order. Those are all sessions he had, you know, well after his financial success, well after that. He didn't know what to do with himself after he got where he wanted to be. As a matter of fact, I'm telling Matthew to stop playing his sessions because as he goes along, they're going to go further downhill, down descending. He's a wreck now, and I don't think it doesn't make it look good.
He's doing it the other way around, isn't he? His way up.
No.
So Ion's saying it's not action that gets you money, it's just the spoken word?
Everything that's created in your world is spoken, period. Every single time without fail or exception.
That's awesome. So you said that the only thing that's really physical in this universe is the spoken word, right?
That's right. That's right.
That's outrageous.
And the problem with reading is how do you know the one that wrote the reading right?
You get a new version of that line.
Be careful what you read.
When there's a change in oxygen or when oxygen is no more, what's the consistency of water going to be like?
H2O2.
What's the consistency of that like?
Hydrogen peroxide.
How would that feel?
Soapy.
Water's going to become soapy?
No, it won't become soapy. It will feel soapy.
Is it still going to be liquid?
Not as you know it, but yes.
Is the taste going to be, like, very different from what it is now?
Well, it's a tasteless thing now, so...
Yeah, it's a tasteless thing now.
Will it be more tasteless or the same tasteless or more deliciously tasteless, or interesting.
Can you go into that?
It tastes like Remag.
Like Remag?
Remag is salty. That's salty.
Speak for yourself, Brian. That's just you.
Is it going to be delicious, the water?
Mm-hmm. That's based on your fact. Brian already thinks it's salty, so what you going to do?
I said Remag was salty, not water.
Well, we said the water's going to be like Remag, except soapier.
Well, it depends on how much Remag you got and a certain volume of water. If you get it just right, it tastes really, really, really good.
Speaking for yourself,
Brian, right?
That's you.
I did. I just did, Bob. I spoke for myself.
See? I have you a speaker now. Speaker?
Hi, Ion. It's Amy again.
Hey, Amy again.
You're my new best friend.
Of course.
I was, working as a healer for the last 25 years, and then I decided I needed abundance to hit, so I got my real estate license, and now I'm trying to find buyers and track buyers and sellers.
Why don't you be a healer in the real estate market?
That's what I decided. I went to this psychic, and he said I would always be doing healing of some sort, and I could change it to...
With the best healing, darling, let's help you with this. This is your free part. This ain't going to cost you nothing. Get you a Louisville Slugger bat and go, and everybody you want to heal, bash them in the skull. Take a bit of white meat all the way down. And let me tell you what, they'll heal every time. They'll bow. They'll lay down. It's great.
Isn't that smoking?
No. Smoking removes them from the register.
Yeah, Amy, healing is a bad word around here.
No, it's a great word. We love that word. It's what a dog does, heal.
When you touch people and their bones go into place, you know whether or not you have power.
Honey, you take a ball bat, you can move bones any way you want to.
I don't need the bat.
Well, I'm just saying it's more effective with the bat. What you're talking about is bringing humans, pointing out, once again, not only are they less than, that they need something wrong, needs healing. That's bad enough. But then they have to go outside themselves to get that. It's even worse. You bring them back into their place of power, that's wonderful.
No,
but the problem is that you come into the place where you can't, what
no,
happens
try
when you're
defend
not
yourself.
Enough? What happens when you're not enough? Then it becomes your culpable responsibility to work that out.
That's kind of why I went into real estate, because I got sick of the whole area, kind of. It wasn't really bringing me my abundance. So I parked myself in real estate so the abundance could hit. I want to be more like Robin Hood, rob from the rich and give to the poor.
Robin Hood was poor, so good. We say get rid of all the rich people, and then you won't have any problems. Yeah, that's the problem.
Right.
It's rich. Get rid of all those rich, yeah. When you find real abundance, though, you'll find that it's more than you can contain. Pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. And Jesus, you can go with Jesus if you want to. He said the poor would always be with you, so go with God.
Yes, go with God.
Then what happens is you realize that you could give away every dime you ever made, ever, and it wouldn't make you any happier or unhappier. It won't make them any richer. Just as a way you can give up your well-being to those that are less than you, and it wouldn't make you feel better or them feel better.
Then I give up my well-being?
You could say, well, you know, I've been well for about 20 years now. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm a healer. I heal people. I can move bones with baseball bats. My fingers, I've moved things. And I've been well for all those years. It's not really fair, the rich people, me and the rich people, we've taken undue advantage of others. So I'm going to separate myself from my wellness. I'm going to be sick for the next 10 years so that all the unwell people can have my wellness. So they can have my wellness. They can benefit from it. And we say, wonderful, darling, get sick, but that won't make them weller. We also say, honey, get rid of your money and it won't make them any richer. Watch.
Okay.
Because when you get real rich, here's what happens. You don't care who the sitting president is. You don't care much of any of that. They say, we're not going to name drop because Bob doesn't like it. But there are those who say.
No, I like it. Carol doesn't like it. I like it, but Carol doesn't like it.
We're not paying enough taxes. So they give away lots of money to taxes. It's not a problem. Do you know why? Because they understand the modality of how that works. The more that that flows, the more they get. Get rid of it. Make room. It flows, it gets too. So they give away $1 billion. Okay, so 2 or 1 trillion comes behind it. It's all relative, you see. But certainly the conversation is not about money or wealth or wellness. So now it becomes an individualized process. So you find how fruitless a healer would be if you come into your place of power. And anything that's not come bringing you into your place of power is sort of a fool's errand anyway. That's why we really prefer the Louisville Slugger bat approach to the whole process. It's more finite, and there's always relief when you stop bashing your skull in with a mallet.
Yeah, so
there you go. You make them feel better instantly when you stop healing them. There you go.
Well, Jesus only saw your wellness, so when I deal with people, I only see their wellness and promote that. So now I'm applying that into real estate and trying to be somebody who at least is honest and ethical.
Lord, suffering can't battle in tears. Define honest and ethical.
Doing the greatest good for the greatest number.
The problem with socialism, darling, is that sooner or later you run out of other people's money.
Aren't we supposed to say money flows freely and easily to me? So why don't I just say millions flow freely and easily to me, too?
Say trillions flow freely and easily to you. Right? Just don't tell Obama what a quadrillion is or you'll be owing it.
Okay.
Okay, but that's not to make the world rich. That's to make you comfortable. So you've got this tangled up somewhere in here, tangled up, that you got to get everything wonderful so you can help those less than you. Fuck them. They don't care about you, darling. You need to get you right. And then by vicariously living as an example, if all you sons of bitches would get rich, we wouldn't have all these poverty issues.
Exactly.
Get wealthy. Get right. Then you get so busy pleasing and blighting yourself all day long, you won't even see all them poor, sick, unwell people. They won't find your gaze. It'll blur right out. You'll be waking up, running around here, buying things, eating little nippy things, going all over the place, buying boats, floating boats, and you'll be hiring people all over the place. Polish my knob, rub my shoes. Tote that veil. And all these fun things have got to happen just so you can enjoy your damn Japanese strawberries that are now deliciously radioactive. Well, that shit's got to come from somewhere. You actually are funding the entire planet, making the yuan increase as we speak for productivity just because you want some of them pretty China things roaming around in your world. It's delightful.
How many RNA drops should I take a day?
30. Half a teaspoon.
30. 30 twice a day?
BID. It works on issues you deal with, by the way. And you can do that for just about a month and then ask again or gauge yourself.
Okay. So 30 twice a day for a month.
For a month, and then look at it again. We're not saying for all time. We're saying for about a month. It's all right. Get easy with all this foolishness, darling. Don't start nothing, and it won't be nothing.
Okay, thanks, Ian.
You're welcome. Find out the benefits of a buyer's market.
Ian, how much water should I be drinking?
Can you make a mark on your arm when you push it with your finger? Can you discolor your arm when you push it in with your finger?
Not really.
Then you need more water. So double whatever you're drinking now.
Back to Bert. Bert, you must have formulated your question by now.
Actually, I've drawn a complete blank, Bob.
That's our specialty, complete blank. We love to tangle that with your ridiculous biases.
Yeah.
Yeah, complete blank we can work with. Here we go. Complete blank, look at your life divided up into two different piles, separated. Everything in one pile or another. Nothing else, nothing more, nothing less in two piles. Make two piles, get everything you want and put it in one pile or another. All right? Everything. And then decide which one you want and get rid of the other one. Then what happens when you go through the process and you do that? It's going to settle the lambs from the goats.
This is something I wanted to ask you for a while.
Blank palettes are handy for that, aren't they? Go ahead.
When I first encountered you 2 weeks ago, I asked about rocks. I've heard that rocks cannot be carbon dated.
They cannot. That's correct.
Okay. But I asked you that the rocks are connected, have a relationship similar to the meat sack due to the element, but there's some difference between what we have in our meat sack and the rock, that rocks cannot be carbon dated.
Very soon you're going to become like the rocks. You're not going to be carbon dateable either because you're eternal. Things that are eternal, you can't carbon date. That's the problem. Once you came into a less than state, that's what makes you unmarketable. The star, the clock is ticking on you. Until you ascend, then this clock stops, just like the rocks.
I heard a formula, and I do not have it in my mind, about carbon is increasing.
Now it's right up Al Gore's nose, but imagine that. But we think it's wonderful. And radiation is covering this earth, and they have now doubled the number of rads of radiation. So now it's 500 rads that will kill you. They had to double it, and people still aren't dying. And yet, Fukushima, purple, still burns.
To kill us or to harm us.
Yeah. The number that they say kills you, they've had to double, because there's more than that now everywhere. You didn't die. Dun, dun, dun.
We're getting harder to kill.
You are eternal. But
was that Katie? Did Katie come back?
No, it's Wendy.
Hey, Wendy, tell Ion what it was like to meet being Carolyn.
It was pretty awesome. Carolyn, I could notice there was something different about her physicality, almost like she's not real. She's so special. She's so wonderful.
And she's real hot, too, besides.
She is, yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And she's a better dancer than Bob. I'm sorry, Bob.
We don't want to maximize that. We don't maximize
that.
Samba,
it's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
We agree, and we concur, but this is a family show. We have to keep things all safe.
So guess what? I asked Ian last night about the people staring at you in the airport lineup. They were actual watchers from other worlds who were noticing you guys had a glow. They weren't human.
Hey, MJ, how you doing?
Yeah, MJ's a watcher, supposedly. Back to you, Wendy. Yeah, so they were actual watchers who could see that you guys had a glow. They were fascinated by it.
And it was very intense, and I knew it was not a normal interaction. And I can't remember exactly what was the purpose of them interacting. Like what?
You shine. You're different. And so good. That's what they're after.
You're puzzled. And they're here to observe things, and they notice, holy shit, what's this? Is this in the book, guys? You know, they check their notes. No, I don't know what that is.
This isn't supposed to be for another 200 years.
Is Wendy's candle, is lampstands, they're lighting up?
If there's oil in her lamp, yes.
Is that the glow? Is that what the glow is about?
No. That glow comes, it's come as an energy. The glow is an energy. It's a, well, we can't.
Oh, light?
No. Yeah, it's great. You're going to love it, but not this minute. It's coming.
That's new.
You don't get that this yet. Sorry, you'll have to have a consultation.
Yeah, because you don't want to talk about energy. This is a new use of the word energy.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, and you are. I mean, because there's already enough in you to run the world. So, and when you start capitalizing that, then what happens is it starts expanding.
Fingernail energy.
And then the rest of it's even more than that.
So, see, what right. I said to you, Bob, before is kind of true.
What's that?
I said, we are cold fusion.
You're not cold fusion because you don't have to feed cold fusion. You have to eat. You would be a switch gear. You would be an eternal switch gear.
Okay. So we're part of the connection to the cold fusion?
As much as a switch gear could be, yes.
Did you say we are eternal switch gear?
You are. Constant sieving of procured energy from an original source that goes back to original source. That's a switch gear.
Constant wetting of procured energy?
Flow.
Flowing.
So then the oil burning in the lamps of the candle stands is a different energy than what you're talking about with cold fusion and that we're the switch gear of.
Yes. Good.
Is it an anomaly, actually? Is that why they're fascinated?
No, it's not. It's the norm. But it's just rare.
What's rare, Sarah?
It just, I think about the miracle of oil, the miracle of the energy.
Worked out okay for the Beatles.
If you say I am at the beginning of saying something like I am wealthy, does the I am, does it have power like they say?
Who is they?
Oh, this is Cindy.
No, who is they say? They say.
Oh, I've seen it like some other stuff on the internet. They always say the spoken word. I know. you laughed.
Just about imagine where we're going with this one.
All right, we'll go.
The I am bullshit. Don't worry about it. You already are. And if you have to tell yourself that you are, then you got more trouble than that. As you come into your place, you just say, and not in my world. Start
okay,
running.
Say, I
world,
was.
Or your world.
It already
yeah,
happened.
I was. You can say that I be.
I would be.
No, not would be. I be. The point then becomes, it's a pluperfect tense of itself anyway, isn't it? So, in the land that your grandchildren knew, without any time, you can speed it up, move it back, up, down, everything you can do to ruin the shade.
That was a little hard to follow.
Good. And they even have digitized things that you can read about it on the internet.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question from a friend of mine who would love to know if the singer in The Clash actually died or he is somewhere else?
He's somewhere.
He's somewhere.
He did not transition.
Joe Strummer?
Joe Strummer, yeah.
He faked his death, Ion?
We didn't say.
Who's asking
this
that question?
This is Ira from Sweden.
Ion, did Paul Walker transition or did he fake his death as well?
He did not transition.
He went
Who's
into
Paul?
A parallel world.
Who's
he,
Paul
he's
Walker?
The actor that played in all those Fast and Furious movies.
Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place.
That's Revelation, chapter
2:5. No, 2:5.
No, 2. So which church is that?
It's your lampstand.
It's one of the churches.
It's Ephesus. Ephesus, Ephesians, Brian. You let it go. We couldn't let it go. You had to get you know.
I want to ask Ryan to help us find my boyfriend's cousin. Their father died many years ago, and we don't have the names any longer. So we know the father's name, Nils Eriksson, and we know that the daughter there is Elizabeth, but we don't know how to get contact with her. She's a cousin of my boyfriend. you would like to connect to the other part of the family.
Well, then Google them.
Google them, yeah. Elizabeth. How many names of Elizabeth are there?
One that's related.
Yeah, and how can I find who that one is?
Oh, you lose the degrees of separation, and then it comes to you. Or with the power of intention, you can have it come to you.
She will appear to us.
Can.
Somehow. She can, yes.
Can.
Can you help us nudge us in that way so that we become better detectives?
We did. We said to Google her.
Elizabeth something.
Okay. That's a good start. Related to so-and-so. There'll be a search engine that'll come up that can redefine it for you. And. But it can't be too important a relationship or you wouldn't have lost it in the first place. Would you have?
Well, there are things, issues.
There's the disconnect that won't allow you to Google them. So, can it be disconnected and then they come to you instantly? They'll ring you on the telly.
So we will clear the issues and then...
Then your search will be simple. Because it shouldn't be hard. It should be easy. They're not hiding. They're not running from you.
No, I think they're just not...
Aware.
That's very conscious about each other's presence.
Very good.
There are questions left of how or why the relation was severed.
Money,
okay.
It's always money.
It's always money, is it?
So far.
Okay. So far. I need to re-listen to what you said to someone there about getting rich and not thinking about the others.
Good. That's the way to help them. If you get so filthy rich, you don't notice that there are those less around you, it helps them around you. Because a lot of these less than people that you're trying to support, if you didn't notice them as being less than, they wouldn't know they were. If you were richer, if you were so rich you didn't even notice them, they'd be better off. Because if you didn't notice them, they wouldn't have a chance to be less than. They'd be forced by attrition to be more than.
Can you explain the armor of God in Ephesians, I think it's
sure.
Ephesians 11?
The whole armor of God?
Yeah.
We had a whole section on it. I can help you with that. Did a whole big, great, big thingy thing on that. The breastplate of righteousness. Yeah, Oshman.
This is Trey. Could you explain the process behind the development of our chemical body applications being allowed into our middle kingdom?
Yes, from your outer kingdom and becoming into your present now. The present now is what's developing, not your who you were or who you're coming to, your now. So it is indeed just that.
I have a application in mind that I'd like to appear in my middle kingdom, but I don't know the word for it. Do I just create the word out of imagination, or does it already exist?
Renacting.
Renacting?
Renacting.
Renacting.
Mm-hmm.
Renacting.
That's your word.
And so this is not limited to, in Bob's terms, the chip body?
Never. It'll fuck up the best Android meme.
You made that up, Trey, renacking.
Can I look it up in the dictionary?
If you want to.
And it's there, right?
Properly grammatically correct, it'd be may I.
May I? May I look it up in the dictionary?
You certainly may.
Which dog best suits my creative workflow?
A Rottweiler.
I didn't mean a dog. I meant a digital audio workstation.
We did. A Rottweiler.
Rottweiler.
Mm-hmm.
that's the type of program I can use?
Yeah.
It's not a dog, it's a program. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
What's Ruben up to?
About 180 pounds.
Is he in the guff?
No.
Is there a message that he can let me pass on to anyone else that I know of?
Tell them to ask. I mean, yes, certainly is.
Is Tesla in the guff?
No.
Is Patrick Flanagan relative to Tesla?
No.
Are his products relative to Tesla's products?
No.
If I were to critique, did Tupac fake his death?
No.
So he transitioned.
Yeah. And then, no, yes, yes, no, no, yes. Maybe he's considering, or depends on who the daddy was. Yes. There you go.
Those are all the questions you haven't asked yet, Trey.
And therefore, we are happily in forever, deliciously complete.
Thank you, Ion.
Thank you, Ion. Thanks. Thanks.